Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
Hey, good morning, Voices of Hope family and friends. This is your host for the day, LaTanya, the quarterback rush. Yes, I'm back riding the train, driving this train, filling in for my very dear friend, Minister Kim E. Underwood, who is out today taking care of kingdom business. Hey, you all know the drill. If you've been with us before, you know how I roll. I just go ahead and conduct the train, you know, follow the format, but conduct the train. As always, I'm humbled, blessed, and grateful to be able to be entrusted with such a vision. I don't take it for granted. And I thank you all for tuning in today. I really do. We have something for everyone. So tune into the show every Saturday morning for your gleam of hope. If you've missed last week's show, if you wasn't here for last week's show, no worries. You can always go to the website and get the latest episodes. That website is www.themorningglory.org. Again, the website is www.themorningglory.org. Today is going to be a fun day, and we're just going to freestyle today. We're just going to have a conversation today. There's some topics and some things that I have been discussing with our wonderful producer. So she's going to come on a little later, and we're just going to have a conversation about life and death and life. Watch what you say. As we're going to the new year, as we're closing out 2015, you may have said some things that, you know, you just didn't mean to say. But we're going to kind of get that together today. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to go deep as we can go, so that we have clarity, we have an understanding, and we can speak some stuff out that they may manifest in the year 2016. So stay tuned for that and some more surprises. If you would love to join us today, we're going to open the lines. We're going to open them up starting right now. So if you would like to call in with your response, if you would like to call in with, you know, something, you just want to say something, you want to add something, you need clarity on something, call us now at 347-857-1295. Again, you can join us on the show today. Be a part of our show. Be a part of our conversation. And give us a call at 347-857-1295. Again, the topic of the show is life and death being in your tongue, in your mouth. You can create that. You can create that. Create what you say. So stay tuned on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with me, your host, LaTanya, the quarterback rush, bringing you a gleam of hope today. We'll be right back after this song.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He gives them to me every day.
Shoot.
love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him, love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of hair. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, I don't leave it. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing if he comes in on this one, y'all.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love him, I love him. Love him, 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 love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
What I do to fall, you love what I do. I do. You could have lost it all, but you remember I do.
Come on. I love God. You don't love God? Y'all know what? I'm going to honestly tell y'all, that song used to get on my nerves, but it kind of grew on me. And, you know, I think it's the beat, because, you know, we're beings of beats. And I just be like, I love God. I haven't even listened to the whole song. But I be jamming every now and then. I got to tell him I love him. Y'all love him, I love him. I love him, I love him. Welcome back. Good morning. This is your host, LaTanya, the quarterback. Y'all know I just have a good time early in the morning. I just wake up with life, and I'm glad about it because there was a time where I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt I should not have been here. But welcome, welcome, welcome to the Voices of Hope show today, the Morning Glory show. This is me, LaTanya, the quarterback, Rush, filling in for Minister Kim E. Underwood today. Today, we're just going to do freestyle talking, and I'm inviting you all to come and join us in our conversation. Give us a call, 347-857-1295. Today, we're going to start off talking about life and death being in your tongue. We hear that all the time. We hear that all the time, how you know, life and death is in the tongue, the power of life and death is in the tongue, and, you know, watch what you say, be mindful of what you say. We hear that all the time. But we're really going to just kind of, because it's one thing to say it, it's another thing to discuss it, you know, to get clarity, to get an understanding. There's a lot of things that we've encountered in our lives, and believe it or not, a lot of things manifested by what we say and how we say it. It's so true. We are so powerful. We don't give ourselves that credit. So we're going to take the scripture directly from Proverbs 18. The scripture is found in Proverbs 18. It's actually verse 21. And I'm going to read the entire verse because we actually misquote that verse. But I'm going to read verse 20 first because when I looked at it this morning, it kind of gave me a whole nother revelation on what that one scripture meant. So the King James Version said, Proverbs 18, verse 20 says, "A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Let me read it again. Proverbs 18, 20 and 21. "A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and the increase of his lips shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Yeah, that's kind of deep. That's kind of deep. I'm looking for, let me get the Amplified. I like to read kind of different translations as they say different things. And while my computer is coming up here, But that's deep, because it said that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So we're going to kind of discuss the meaning of the last part of it. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The way I read it is, they that love what they speak shall eat the fruit thereof, meaning to me, and we can discuss that. If I wake up in the morning and I say, oh, I'm sick, oh, I don't feel good, oh, I got a headache, and when it happens, it's going to manifest. That's going to be the fruit of what I said. I replace they that love it with they that believe it shall eat the fruit thereof. Oh, I'm broke. That one grinds my gears. I'm broke. Girl, you know I'm broke. Man, you know I'm broke. No, you might not have any money right now, but you're not broke. You know, we'll get the definition of what broke means. You know, we have to be more mindful and more intentional on what we speak and how we speak. Verse 20 says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and the increase of his lips shall he be filled. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and the increase of his lips shall he be filled. That's good right there. So you mean to tell me that whatever I speak out of my mouth, that I have the ability to be satisfied with it, and that the increase of my lips shall be filled, meaning I can speak more and it'll come to pass. I'm just kind of giving y'all what I got, the revelations that I'm getting, you know, just straight reading the word. You know, we get different things once we meditate and read the word. So right now I'm going to bring in my other half of my conversation, Radio Angel. Are you there, Ladybug?
Good morning, quarterback. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right, where did you start?
Exactly. Excuse me. Exactly. Where do we start? It's just this scripture, I think we just take it for granted. We don't really, you know, we'll say it, but we don't really believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of people are walking around saying a lot of scriptures, but don't believe them.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens to be one of those scriptures, because if they remembered or believed it, they wouldn't say half the things that come out their mouth. And then the other part of it is the reversal. Being able to go back, take it back. Once, because sometimes you forget. Sometimes you're in the heat of a moment or something happens. And but you can always go back and reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
You can always go back and reverse it. So that's the key thing, too. I'll talk about that a little later, too.
I know, right? I remember I read something and someone was breaking down words. And how, I don't know if it was a sermon or a revelation that someone got, but it kind of sat with me. When the person said that when you speak, words begin to create. Words are life.
Mm-hmm.
When you speak, it goes out.
Quarterback. You're right. Words are, they have life. And to me, you know, words are seeds. Their seeds in our mind is the garden. And we plant those seeds just like you plant the seeds in your garden where you're trying to get your vegetables and stuff. Words, you plant them in your seed because they do take root. They do take root. So it's important that we're careful about the seeds that we actually put in our mind. I don't know. That might have been was that lined up with what you were about to say?
I know, right? Yeah, because they go out and they manifest and they form and they come back tangible. You know, they come back in a tangible manifestation. But there is a time period where you can kind of override what you speak.
Mm-hmm.
I forget how many seconds it was. Or how they actually kind of broke down what it was. Not saying that it's true or not, but just the whole power in saying that if I plant something, when you plant something in the garden and it begins to grow, you have the power to pull it up if it's not growing properly.
Right.
And it's the same thing with words. It's the same thing with, you know, speaking things out. Another thing that I was a big fan of is the I am factor. The I am factor is everything that you say after I am, you become. So be mindful of the I am factor. We're just that powerful. You know, I remember God dealt with me at the beginning of this year with my vision board. Every morning I wake up and I say my vision board is full of words. And I say the words, and I do it. It became routine because that's what we're, quote, unquote, supposed to do. And I was just up, and I was doing, you know, my vision board because it's right by my bed. So when I open my eyes, I see it. When I go to sleep, I see it. And God asked me a question, do you really believe you're saying? And it hit me because I did not believe what I was saying. I was trying to convince myself that what I was saying would manifest.
Wow.
So we get that too. We, you know, fake it till you make it. You know, I am prosperous. I am prosperous. Girl, I'm prosperous. I ain't broke. I'm prosperous. We can say it, and we say it to try to convince ourselves that that's what we are. But we really don't believe our words. I guess that would be the second half of this whole thing. We really don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll say it to try to convince it, which ties into the second half of that verse. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The reason you're not getting the fruit or being able to eat the fruit is because you don't love it.
Mm.
You're just speaking.
That's very interesting.
You're trying to convince yourself. You're trying to say things that's politically correct. But do you believe it? So we're looking at two parts. We're looking at the fact that we have to be mindful of what we say, because life and death is in the power of our tongue. And we, the manifestations of what we say comes based on if we believe it or not. So if you believe that you're broke, you won't have any money. If you believe that you're sick, you probably won't feel well that day. And it's usually the negative things that we believe versus the positive things, unless the positive things are tangible, because you know we're tangible beings. So if the positive thing is tangible, then we're going to believe it because we see it. Why can't we believe it into manifestation?
Now, here's one of those things, but I guess this goes back to fake it when you make it, like you said. Like, you can tell yourself something over and over and over and over and over, and then all of a sudden you start to believe it. That's like putting a seed in the ground and watering it and watering it and watering it and watering it. And you just say it because you're saying it, and then all of a sudden it takes manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I believe that that is true. However, the mindset of the individual, how long would that take? That goes into the whole I'm convincing myself. And then eventually, you know, they talk about it, it'll get into your subconscious, and then eventually you would... you'll act it out, or you will become what you're saying. But, yeah, eventually, maybe 20 years later, when the word tells me that if I say it and believe it, that I shall have it. So, and I can only talk about me because I'm accountable for myself. Some of the things that I had to do when I began to shift my mindset in the way that I speak is, number one, I had to be honest with the hindrances and the fears. And I had to be honest with where I was mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And from that point, why I was speaking what I was speaking. So if I'm hurt, I'm going to speak from a hurt place. If I'm healing, I'm going to speak from a place of recovering. If I'm healed, I'm going to speak from a place of healing. We have to be honest about that as well and be mindful. And be mindful of, you know, the place in which we speak from. That's number one. Because that is the place in which, you know, all the honest stuff is going to come as we speak the death and life out of our tongue. Having that foundation for me helped me to be more intentional and more realistic about what I, you know, what I say, what came out of my mouth. Did speak a word? Spoke. Spoke is a past tense to speak. You know, what came out of my mouth. So once I came into a place of assurance and believing the word of God as it pertains to my life, I began to speak more intentional. And I began to speak with more purpose. Like I'm not quick to speak. I take my time and think about what's coming out. Because I'm speaking from a different place. Now, people that are hurt, they usually speak from a hurt place, and they just kind of say anything because they're hurting, you know. And, you know, people that are disappointed, they speak from a disappointed place, you know. So you have to be mindful of where you are so that you will know from, you know, from whence you speak, from how you're speaking, the words that are coming out. So as we're talking about death and life are in the power of the tongue today, just being mindful of those small little things, you don't have to fake it till you make it, and you don't have to try to convince yourself if you're intentional about what you speak. That makes sense. Uh-oh. So just to recap, today we're speaking about death and life being in the power of the tongue here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope show with your host, LaTanya, the Quarterback Rush, having a conversation with our lovely radio angel here. If you'd like to join in our conversation, or if you have something to say, a comment, respond, or just want to come and just talk about it, you can call us at 347-857-1295. The Amplified, I'm going to read it from the Amplified because it's actually interesting. The Amplified, verse 20 through 22, Proverbs 18. A man's stomach will be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. He will be satisfied with the consequence of his words. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit. We'll continue and be right back after these verses.
I know, it seems like your breakthrough is in slow-mo, and meanwhile, life got you gripped in a chokehold. This guy, my brother, hold on, my sis, hold on to the end of the song, please. And take a second to breathe, I ain't trying to preach, just letting the word of God lead. And I know it sounds a little cliche, but thank God for the life you're living today, and just smile. When it feels like you can feel life just slipping away, and a better day seems many miles away. You look into tomorrow, but you face the trials today. You need to smile when opposition is working you good. Remember all things work for your good. It's understood how hard this life gets, but this life gets better when your aim is Christ-likeness. So smile.
Smile for me.
Everything you go through is designed to keep you reaching towards Him. Just keep enduring, cause the joy of the Lord is your strength. Believe me, I know it seems easier said than done, but when your head is hung, just trust the Son. He'll provide you peace through His word, and at the same time His word speaks to calm the seas.
tragedies, knowing that God's got it, cause our God is sovereign over the trials and problems, stress and letdowns, let someone let God solve it. You can't do it on your own, I promise. But in Christ, we can rise and just smile.
Welcome back, smile. Smile, I love it. Sometimes I just smile just because, for no reason at all. Today we're just kind of freestyling it, just having a conversation. Again, if you'd like to join us, dial in at 347-857-1295. 347-857-1295. We're talking about death and life being in the power of the tongue and how we use that so loosely, and just trying to bring more clarity to it, trying to bring more, being more intentional about it, you know, more serious about it. We're coming from Proverbs 18, starting at verse 20 to verse 22. I read it in the King James earlier. Now I'm going to read it in the Amplified. A man's stomach will be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. He will be satisfied with the consequence of his words. Then life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. That was 20 and 21. It's just really interesting how, you know, we take that verse out of context and without really reading and understanding what it means. But I love the second half of that verse. I'll read it again. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, comma. And those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. In other words, just be mindful of what you say, because you're going to bear the consequences of it. That's it, really. And I don't think we believe or we understand how true that is. How true that is, that, you know, what we say will manifest. What we say will come to pass, being it good or bad. You know, we have to come to a point where we're mindful of our words, even if it's something that we believe. We can talk about belief a little bit. We can believe that all men are dogs. You know, all men ain't no good. Ain't no man, all men. No, not all men, just the men that you've experienced, because you haven't experienced all men. All women are this. No, not all women, just the women that you've experienced, you know, and that you've encountered. You know, I'm just sick. I don't feel good. I'm not well. Well, that might be true. So why is it easy for us to say that I don't feel good versus us saying that I am healed? Because when the pain comes, we don't believe it. You know, we believe what we experience. We believe what we achieve. And I have become a firm believer in speaking those things not as though they were. Let's look up that verse since we're talking about speaking things not. And let's see if that is the right way to say it, because, you know, we just say stuff and we don't know if it's the right way or not. Today we're just freestyling, we're just having a conversation, and we're talking about, you know, being mindful of your words. Being mindful of your words. As we go into a new year, the world isn't getting any easier. There's death everywhere. You know, stuff is just rampant. You know, evil is just everywhere. You know, the word said that it will be this way. So what do we do in the meantime? What do we as believers, as saints, as Christians, or, you know, whatever your religion is, what do we do in the meantime as it relates to our faith and our belief, while everything else is going, you know, just going haywire, or appears to be going haywire? you know, I believe a lot of things that we can speak into existence. When God created, he created with his mouth. Let there be, and it was. Period. Let there be, and it was. That was it. Let there be light, and it was light. You know, Jesus spoke peace. You know, everybody on the boat getting upset. And he's like, what are you all upset for? You have power to speak. Speak peace. Look, you know what? Peace. And the storm calmed. So there is the manifestations of things because God gave us that power to do so. So I'm going to read that again in Proverbs 18, verse 19. Nope, verse 20 through 21 in the Amplified. A man's stomach will be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. He will be satisfied with the consequence of his words. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge will eat its fruits and bear the consequences of their words. That is so powerful to me. So powerful. Radio Angel, you have something to say? Let me see. I'm looking up something else. I'm looking up the other scripture. Speak those
Which
things.
Which one
not.
Would that be?
Speak those things.
Oh, I was
not as
say.
Though they were.
Oh, okay. I thought you was referring to the scripture in Genesis, the 6 days of creation, when God said, let there be light, and there was light, and let there be, and God saw light, and that it was good. I thought you was looking up that one.
Well, let's talk about it. I hit on it a little bit, but let's discuss it. I said that, you know, God just spoke it, and it was, period.
Light.
Let there be, and it was. We have the same power.
Exactly. And the thing is, what backs up what you're saying, that we have the same power, is the fact that he created us in his image.
Mm-hmm.
He created us in his image. That's like when I deal with people who say, oh, God doesn't talk to you directly. If he created me in his image, and he has a voice, I have a voice. If he can speak and create, then I can speak and create because I'm the image of his voice. I'm the image of him. So there it is. I spoke it. Hallelujah. And it is so. Girl, don't get me started because this stuff
is leading.
I know,
right? Right.
So, exactly.
Okay, so I'm looking.
Go ahead.
I thought
that was a scripture you was looking for.
No, but that's actually good because you actually gave me word to back up what I hit on earlier as it relates to God being able to speak, let there be and there was. Thank you for that. All righty. Okay, the scripture that we say, speak those things not as though they were. Is that how we say it? I think that's it. Romans 4:17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the death and called those things not as though they were. Let me get some more word here. Let me do 16 through 18. I always like to do the verse before and after to get a full understanding of what I'm reading. All right. They're talking about faith. Therefore, it is a faith that it might be by grace to the end of the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee the father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he may become the father of many nations, according to which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So this scripture was actually referring to when God spoke things not as though they were. And that goes back to your Genesis. Let there be, and there was. So we're talking about just speaking. We're talking about speaking things as though they were. We're talking about, you know, just having the power and authority to be able to speak life. We're not going to talk about death, but to speak life, because it's in the power of our own mouths. And the word says that we will be, okay, we will be satisfied with the consequences of what we speak. Okay, what do you want to add, Doc?
I just want to add, I just want to add also that we have been talking about us right now. So we've been talking about us and talking and speaking over us. But what about when you start speaking over people? Example, gossiping. You know what I'm saying? And you're having a conversation. Hey, maybe at work, school, whatever. And you're gossiping. What would be considered gossiping? You're putting your mouth on that person, as they say in the streets. You're putting your mouth on that person. You're speaking negatively, whatever it is. And remember, words are seeds, and they have power. So you may be speaking. I'm sitting here speaking to you, quarterback, and about something. And I switched. What ends up happening is because of what you've heard from me, the words that you've heard from me, that I've planted in your mind, you have changed your thinking about a particular person. And then you turn around and you start to think negatively about that person. And you begin to speak negatively about that person. And it becomes a domino effect.
And it's all That's based off of what was spoken to me.
Exactly. So we have to be careful about when we're sitting down and we're having conversations with people, because, again, our words are seeds, especially with our young people. You know, my mother had planted a seed in me many moons ago. I was 16 at the time. I'm now in my 40s, and it took root so much in my life that it just totally destroyed a lot of stuff in my life because I believed it. I believed what she said. She said she was more beautiful than me. She said she was more smarter than me and that men would dog me. And all of that stuff came to manifestation. I don't know about that whole you're more smarter than me, because I did went to school. I went ahead and went to college and started the businesses and so on and so forth. And my mother died at the age of 45, so and she didn't even have a high school diploma. So I don't know if that one really took root, but the latter part of it, men will dog you, that took root in me, and that I believe that. I didn't believe in, you know, being able to have a solid relationship, because sometimes somewhere down the road, he would leave, he would dog me, he would this, he would that. So stuff takes root. So we have to be very careful about when we're talking to people. And just in basic conversation, you have your child and you tell your child to shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. And I'm sure those are not that's nice the way I said it. Because, you know, you're on the bus and the mother's getting frustrated. Shut up, you don't know what you're talking about. That's a seed. And the child goes to school and they don't say nothing at school, and you and then when it's teacher parent night and you're like, and they're like, oh well, your child doesn't really talk all that much, and you're wondering why, because you've already spoke over your child saying, shut up, you don't know nothing. Basically, you're saying you're stupid and keep your mouth shut, because nobody wants to hear what you have to say. So it's so important that we are careful with our words. In regards to what we say to other people. And you already know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
You know where I'm going. You know where I'm going. But before
well,
I go
know,
there, what I'd like to, before we
oh,
go
ahead.
There, I'd like to open up the line because I see that we do have a caller on the line who has their hand up. So caller, area code calling right out of New York City, 718. Yay, we love 718. Last four digits are 0812. Caller, you're on the line.
Well, good morning, Sister Kim. Good morning, Sister Quarterback.
Oh, good morning, Brother Ray.
How are
Hi.
You?
Hi. Good, good, good. Good, good, good.
Well, so is this show.
Well, thank
it's,
you.
Yeah, it's hitting home, I got to say. Especially
so how is it?
About,
how is it hitting home? How is it hitting home?
Yeah, you know, because the thing is, when you talk about how words manifest, be it good or bad, I'll tell you this, it just reminded me of the first 17 years of my life, you know, my low self-esteem years. And you know, thinking about how you explained it, you know, how a mother would tell his child, you don't know what you're talking about, and, you know, that manifests. I remember sitting with people in the cafeteria at high school, and I remember one incident that really hit home based on how you were describing about the whole mother and child effect. And there was a female who I liked, who I had a crush on, and one of the boys at my table said, "Nah, you see, you have to understand, you shouldn't be going for women like that. You should be going for women like this." And it was the woman he described was a girl who wasn't all that attractive, all that appealing. So I gave him this weird look. And he said to me, "You see, Ray, that's your problem. You see, you're down here and you're going for girls that are up there."
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you something. Hey, listen to me carefully. You know why it appeared to be true? It appeared to be true because I believed it. I believed it. The way he broke it down, the way he said it, and being that it seemed true because my luck with women was not as good as the luck that the boys who I was sitting with had with girls at the time, I believed it. And it did manifest for a while. I mean, eventually, I gained self-esteem and started building on that. But let me tell you, words are powerful, you know, whether it comes to gossip, whether it comes from whoever. And you believing those words is that factor that helps it to manifest. So believe me, I learned from that and other things. So when you talked about that mother-daughter example where, you know what you're talking about, that hit home for me. And that brought that memory up. But you know, I'm glad to say I've overcome that years ago. And you know, every day is always a struggle. I'm still working on stuff, but as far as that aspect, I got that covered for the most part.
Wow.
So I just want to say thank you for putting it out there. And you know, to Lady Quarterback, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank
I
you,
like
sir.
That Lady Quarterback.
Lady Quarterback.
Go, Lady Quarterback. Go, Lady Quarterback. Oh, fine.
Yeah, that is actually really, really powerful because another thing that I found, which we can probably talk about later, is a lot of people speak their interpretation or their opinion over your life. And when we talk about words having, you know, being seeds and being planted, we talk about gossiping, we talk about, you know, speaking over children, it's because I have insecurities. So I'm going to speak that over you because of what my problem is. And that goes back to what I said earlier from people speaking from a place of where they are. If you're hurt, you're going to speak from a hurt place. If you're recovering, you're going to speak from a place of recovery. If you're healed, you're going to speak from a healed place. So people speak things from the place that they reside. And they'll speak it over your life because it's my opinion. So I'm going to speak it over your life. And unfortunately, children fall victim more often mm-hmm. than adults do.
Yeah.
Than adults do.
That's
yes.
true.
Yes. Brother Ray, we want to thank you so much for calling in. Woohoo! We
My
have
pleasure.
One more caller.
Honor.
We have
That's
one more caller. Thank you, Brother Ray.
My pleasure. God bless you both.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
We have another caller on the line, area code 903, and the last digits are 8796. Caller, you're on the line. Hello,
Good morning, Radio
Good morning.
Angel and
oh,
Miss Lady Quarterback.
Good morning.
I am glad that I was able to tune in this morning. This is
yes.
Miss Myra from Texas.
Yes, I am special, the founder.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, and you all are so on track this morning, I tell you. I know y'all record this, but guess what? You need to put this on blast because we hear it all the time. That our words have power. We hear it all the time that life and death is in the power of the tongue, but we do not exercise it.
No. Mm-mm.
And it is so sad. I mean, we've all been guilty at some point in time. Years ago, before the Iron Special Movement, before, you know, Facebook, God put on my heart to really start thinking about the words that come out of my mouth. Now, of course, I'm not all the way there, but you know how people say all the time, girl, it's killing me, you know,
mm-hmm.
Excuse me, no, it's not, or
mm-hmm.
I love you to death,
mm-hmm.
no, don't love me to death, you know, love me to life, and
I know
so
that.
I literally start to correct myself and others, like, kill two birds with a stone. I said, why are we killing birds? Can we feed two birds with one piece of bread? Okay, let's stop killing the birds. So we really have to exercise this in everything we do. Words that people have spoken over you, you know, I don't know how many words it takes to get over there, but I know they say for every negative it takes 17 positives. So
mm-hmm.
since these are words, oh my goodness, and we're so bankrupt, we don't know how to give anything else. And when I started the I Am Special Movement, I thought it was for the kids, 10 and up,
mm.
you know, especially 10 and up, but of course all kids. But then God said to me, well, how can special, and let me define that because people have different meanings, special means that you have unique differences that have value and worth. And once you learn how to put those differences that make you special to work, you and everybody else benefits from them. And so, you know, if you don't feel that about yourself, nobody's ever validated that to you. So God gave me, you better know you're special because I say you're special. Doesn't have anything to do with your parents. Don't have anything to do with what you do or don't have. You're
mm-hmm.
special for the moment I create you. So in order to have voices of hope, in order, you know, we've got to get back to knowing that God created us in his image and he didn't create any junk. So
mm-hmm.
we've got to stop speaking it. We've got to stop living it, because my mother always said, oh, you say you know this, you say you feel this way, but your actions don't line up. We've got to show what we know, and in order to do that, we need to know what we show, and we got to get it from the Word of God, not from what the world says. You know, we all are given gifts, and we all are given platforms, but we don't acknowledge that what we know to say, what we know to do comes from God Almighty. Then we
mm-hmm.
need to shut up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Period. It's just that simple. That's it. That's all.
Exactly.
Period. Right.
And no more to put on. There ain't no more to add on that one.
Again, never at all. You know, and it's so true. And that is why, you know, I'm really in the space of activating and applying being intentional.
Yeah.
You know, no more haphazard speaking. No more, like you said, you know, those cliches, killing two birds with one stone, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it was cute when it was developed, but now that we're getting closer, and this is just me, we're getting closer to the end of days, The word is truly living and walking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we are truly manifesting. The remnant is truly, you know, the people are rising up. Things are falling. There's a lot of things happening because the word said it would. And we take a lot of stuff for granted, and we just do stuff out of habit because it's always been done that way, when it don't mean that it was right.
Absolutely.
In the first place.
Second Chronicles 7:14. If my people. All right, and we gotta activate that, and one of the mantras, because I love to talk, so people probably think I don't like to do. Not true, but my grandmother was a do and talk later type person, and she used to say it all the time, do and talk later. And I'm like, Grandma, but thank God that He has given me. I used to be a procrastinator, but now He's giving me more of the Gideon spirit. And for those that are country, because I am from the South, the get her done spirit. And so he added an element, thanks to one of my friends named Storm Barbara June, awesome, awesome woman. And she took my grandmother's do and talk later and gave me an element that said do it now and talk
mm-hmm.
later. So we've got to seek God of what to say. You know, that song, Order My Steps.
Mm-hmm.
Order my words. Order my, you know,
mm-hmm.
let. Teach me how to talk.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know,
mm-hmm.
teach me how to walk. And if
mm-hmm.
we have not, we lied to people, and we were lied to. Knowledge is not power.
Right. That's good.
Applied knowledge is power.
It's power. They missed
it. Come on now. Say it again.
The word.
Let's say it again.
Applied knowledge is power. And if we don't have the knowledge and the wisdom that comes from God, we don't really have any knowledge and wisdom. We need to be empowered.
That's good.
It's just time out for play. I don't know if y'all know Cheryl Woods. I give her credit because, you know, I'm not going to steal stuff like Liz does. He said three times whether he said it or not, it's his. But she has this thing called PTIO, and it says playtime is over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it is time to be about our Father's business. If we are children of God, if we are His own, if we're supposed to hear His voice, if we're supposed to be the one that walks on this earth to do what it is He said to do, why are we not doing it?
Because that's a whole nother.
I was about to say, please, we can't open up that can.
Show.
Maybe we'll open up that can on the next visit for Lady Quarterback when she comes through, because all I have to say, we didn't have conversations. We didn't have conversations on the side about that. So we're not gonna close that.
And I would like to extend an invitation to all your great listeners and you all as well. You know, the porch, we're not as old as Morning Glory, but we're 4 years as of December. Praise God. And God has given us, because we're about doing stuff, and I know the Morning Glory and the National Voices of the Hope are too, and God has given us a platform that we're going to do all December month long called Forum 4, Resolutions. So I want to invite you listeners to come to the porch anytime, because, you know, we have a good time, but we actually get some things done. We share some great nuggets of wisdom. But we'd like to extend the invitation to anyone to come listen in on those panels, to be a panelist, and we're looking for male co-hosts and moderators because we want the men to be in the house.
Say that one more time.
We want the men to be in the house. We are looking for male co-hosts and moderators. We need to hear the men.
Oh, right now.
We
wonderful.
Need the men to be a part of the solution because they are supposed to be the priest, the high priest, the head, the leaders. And we want them to lead.
You tapping into a whole bunch of, whole lot of other stuff. If you don't mind, could you please email that to us, the information to us? We'll make sure that we get that out and we'll, you know, broadcast that out. The information will be on the page. I can give you the email address a little later if you stay tuned. So
I'm gonna put somebody on blast right now.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to put somebody on blast right now. I know a fine young man. Mm-hmm. His name is Brother Ray. Brother Ray, You there? Because I opened up your mic.
Uh-oh.
And I would love to hear you, Brother Ray, come to the porch, because Brother Ray works with an organization called Shoot Ball. Ray, what's the name of the organization? Shoot Hoops and Not
Shoot
Guns.
Shoot Hoops, Not Guns.
Hey, I love it. I love it.
So we're going to have to connect you two, because Ray is, you know, many years ago, Ray used to host with Minister Kim. So he's like a phenomenal host. And, I mean, he brings out some, like, the questions that you might not have thought of, he will bring
yes.
them to the table. So,
yes.
Ray, I'm sorry, but I put you out there.
Tell him
she
I'm in the family. I'm in the family. I'm in the
she
family.
She good for that, let me tell you.
I know, right?
So
oh,
I'll
wow.
connect you guys, and so y'all can have a kind of conversation. Yeah.
Okay.
All righty then. We want
to
thank you so much.
Just to let everybody know, you are special.
That is
you
so true.
You have special things to do, and you said something about hurting people. Well, God gave me the flip side of that. We all heard hurt people, right?
Yep.
God said, when you realize how special you are, special people help people.
Yep.
So we got to get everybody to know they're special and they got something to do. Love y'all.
Love you back. We want to thank you, Brother Ray, for tapping in, and Sister Myra for tapping into the show today. Thank you so much. Oh, Sister Myra, give everybody the information to actually be a part of the I Am Me. Sorry, the I Am Special movement that takes place on Sunday, every Sunday. Give them the information so that everybody can tap in.
Thank you so much for that. Yes, we meet on the porch each and every Sunday. For you Eastern Standard people, it's 7 p.m. For everybody else, I'm in Central Time, so I got to give a shout out to them. It's 6 p.m. You dial 712-432-6100, and the access code is 3502-8508. We do have a Facebook page, the I Am Special Movement, because we are on the move for what God would have us to be doing to uplift all.
Nice. Thank you. So we look, what were you going to say, Sister Myra?
I was going to say, and I am going to get that commercial to you.
Mm-hmm. You heard it, audience.
Sad
not
I heard
commercial.
It. Did it live on air.
Mm-hmm. On air.
Ooh, okay.
We look forward to getting it. So we want to
yes,
thank
ma'am.
You both for just dropping by. I was about to say dropping by the porch. That's wrong right there. But dropping by our virtual living room. So, quarterback, we got a couple of minutes before we go into the next segment. What's on your mind? Because what I want to talk about, you already know, it takes up more than 3 minutes.
I know, right? I know. Well, we just want to wrap up, you know, today, the first half of our show here, and just remember, from this point forward, I challenge everyone to be more intentional about what they speak, who they speak to, and how they say it. We didn't even get to how you say the words. Also, be mindful from what place you're saying it in. You know, all of these things are so important, because as we learned today, or as we reiterated today, words are seeds, and they plant. They take root, and they grow, period. So we want to be mindful starting today, going into the year 2016, of, you know, how we say, what are we saying, how we're saying it. You know, death and life is in our tongue, and we can have the fruit and the consequence and bear the consequences of what we say. It's doable. The word said it, I believe it, and there it is.
Boom.
Boom.
I love it. Boom. That's what it is. Start believing it, guys. Believing it, because my famous thing that I believe is that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every word that is brought up against me shall be condemned. I believe that with every fiber of my body, down to the little things of getting through the airport with my can of Welch's soda, to my health being attacked by the enemy. So I believe that 100%.
So, yay! So,
yay.
Guys, we're going into the next segment, so stay tuned. Well, everybody, woohoo! We've had an exciting show up to this point. Yay! But this is the section where we talk about what's going on in the hood. Listen, if you have something that's going on in your hood, make sure you send us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. Again, that's hope@themorningglory.org. Now, this is what's going on in our hood. You know the famous Lucinda Cross. Well, she has a vision board happening, as she always does, in New York City. It's actually December 5th. In order to get some information about it, you have to go to her website, LucindaCross.com. Again, that's LucindaCross.com. She's having her famous vision board party. This year is called The New Year, A Refine You. That's the theme, A Refine You. Wow, that sounds really interesting. Well, it takes place, again, on December 5th this year. And go to Listen to Cross in order to get the information that you need. And right after our show, 30 minutes after, at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Man Talk with our own Kimberly Arrington and Vincent K. Harris. Call-in number is 845-241-9898. Again, that's 845-241-9898. You can log in at blogtalk.com/IMMeRadio, and you'll be able to get some really good words. So this is something that's really special that I want to actually share with you. For all our New York residents, guess what? In the month of January, you are able to take your children to see Broadway shows for free. For free. Yes, I said for free. Broadway shows, taking your children. The website is www.timeout.com. Again, that's www.timeout.com. So that's what's going on in our hood at this time. Oh, well, how could I forget one last thing? Kingdom Life Temple. You know we have the food pantry. The food pantry is happening on the 18th of November, the third Saturday. The third Saturday. It always happens on the third Saturday of the month. The address is 3030 Jerome Avenue. 3030 Jerome Avenue. That's right there off of Bedford Avenue. The 4 train. Not to mention, they have services every Sunday. They have prayer starting at 8:30 a.m. Come and join them, and services start shortly after prayer. So everybody, come on down. If you don't have a church home, come on down and hear Dr. Cooper. Bring a word. I mean, when you go into this church, these guys are so awesome. Like, they are so warm when you come in there. You'll always come back. So for more information about what's going on in the hood, please visit us on our Facebook page. Everything that we talked about today will be right there. And again, if you have something going on in your hood, make sure you email us at hope@themorningglory.org. Again, that's hope@themorningglory.org, so that we can put a light on what you're doing in your community. We'll be right back.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer. I want to be
a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Mm-hmm. you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer if you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away.
Now it's time for our leadership corner. Just want to kind of piggyback off of what we spoke about today as far as life and death being in the power of our tongue. Be mindful, too, as you're a leader, as you're developing your business, being a visionary, branching out, stepping out, doing what you were called and created to do, that still applies. Speak life to that. You know, speak with clarity. You know, speak with determination and with passion. And everything that you say, because you have power in your mouth, you have power coming out of your mouth, words or seeds, write it down. Write it down to make sure that they're firmly planted, and then go off of what is said. The Bible says to write the vision and make it plain. For me, the only way that I can make it plain is to speak it first, because then I hear myself. And then I know that this is it. I know that this is what I'm supposed to do. So for our leadership corner, our tip today is to also speak life as a leader, speak life as an entrepreneur, speak life as a visionary. Speak life, write it down, and work the plan. Next, we're going to go into our All About You segment. Stay tuned. Thank you. Ray Jenkins of Money Authentically here, and today I wanted to talk to you about money motivation. What motivates you where money is concerned? Because we do know that you have to have money. That's just a given. Money answers all things. It's not the answer to all things, but it does answer all things. So when the bill collectors come, money answers that. when the light bill is due, money answers that. When your car needs some repairs, money answers that. So, money is a big deal. Like, anyone who tells you that money is not important, they're in absolute but reversible denial. There's some situations that people get involved in that's just, I consider, irreversible. But money, denial about money, I think that is reversible. And for a lot of people, a lot of their concepts, they need to be reversed. But anyway, yeah, money definitely ranks up there with oxygen. Absolutely. You need air to live. You need oxygen. You definitely need money. Don't let anyone tell you anything different. Now, what's huge is we get to choose. That's what money authentically is about. Being in a relationship with money authentically, framing your world authentically. And so you get to dictate the whole money thing for yourself. But you've got to know your motivation to do that. And I just want to give you an example. Today, I had a conversation with a young lady,
Now, with Money Authentically, what I do is I work with superwomen, not limited to superwomen, but women are my passion. Mothers, they're my passion. Women leaders, because just I can't work with just every woman. I cannot. No, I don't got the grace to just talk to every single woman on a certain type of women that don't like me too much. And I'm really okay with that. But but anyway, yeah, I work with these superwomen. I you know, they're frustrated. They're stressed about their current money results, their current money situation. And I take them from confusion to clarity and then beyond to closure so that they, and I do that by helping them to identify and overcome the root of their money problem. So in one of my coaching sessions this morning, and I'm using my quotation fingers because I just really did not want to get into the whole coaching culture or, you know, get on that bandwagon. But here's the truth. Wherever I go, there I am. Wherever you go, Ray, there you are. And it's just effortless. It's in my DNA. It's just something that I do. And so, you know, they talk about you loving what you do so much that you do it for free, but you do it so well that people would pay you for it. Well, guess what? I am going to start coaching, but that is not what this is about. I had a coaching session this morning, okay? And in this conversation, we had to, the root of one of the issues that was, you know, an underlying issue that was preventing her from her money flow was her motivation, not knowing what her motivation for money is. And so we addressed that. And what we came to understand about her is that she is not money motivated. And so when people would talk to her about opportunities that would help her to make money, it was like it was more enticing than anything because it's not what drew her in. It's not what attracted her. What attracted her to the opportunity was the fact that she would be able to help people. She would be able to bring people solutions. She would be able to help people. And that is what she does. And she does it so well, helping people understand their path, get on their path, helping them to giving them solutions. You know, she's an exhorter. That's what she is. And that's what she does. And she does it so well. So herein lies the problem. When she was surrounded by people who introduced her to an opportunity to make some additional income because she did need the money. She needed the income. Now, the group of people who introduced her were money motivated. So their language, their lingo, it was all demotivating for her. It absolutely paralyzed her. She could not relate to that. She couldn't take action and get in motion when money was the goal. Now, when a person is the goal, helping a person is the goal, she takes action like that. She is on it before you even ask her because that is who she is. That's what motivates her, helping people. So I say that to you to say this. You've got to know what your motivation is because you need that language. You need that. You need to hear that type of verbiage to keep you active. If you're surrounded by lingo and people talking about things that don't motivate you, things that don't inspire you to get into action, to take action, then you won't produce the money. And so it's not that the opportunity isn't good or that the opportunity wasn't the right choice for you. You were stuck because you weren't clear on your motivation. So what's the layman terms for that? Okay, let's say she needed $500 this month, an extra $500. Well, the business lingo would be, oh, you need $500. Oh, you only got to go out and get you 5 customers. Okay? And so now she's trying to go out and find 5 people so she can get $500. Is that the wrong thing to do? Absolutely not. But it's the wrong motivation for her. Now, if she just slightly tweaked that and said, okay, I need $500, so I've got to find 5 people that I can help. Totally different. Totally different. If she's thinking on how to get money, she's going to be paralyzed. But if she's thinking on how can I help someone, then she'll come across people that she can help. I hope you get that. So there it is. You've got to know what your motivation is. And once you're clear on that, then that will help you to get some money flowing. It'll break up that blockage, whatever, you know, some of the things that's causing that money to stop flowing to you or preventing it from flowing altogether. Now, that wasn't the only issue that we were able to uncover, but that was huge. And I really wanted to know your motivation and make your money. All right, Ray Jenkins of Money Authentically checking out here.
Now, Relationship 101 with Kim and Vince. Okay, welcome back to Relationship 101. If you've enjoyed the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope today, please let us know. Reach out on our Facebook page. Send us an email. You know, reach out to Kim Underwood. Send us some topics. You know, let us know what you would like to hear and, you know, how, you know, we're doing. Give us feedback. You know, everyone enjoys feedback. Everyone enjoys, you know, want to know how they're doing and what's going on. So you being our family, our friends, the reason why we do what we do is because of you. We want to make sure that we provide the best way of hope and gleam of hope for you. So make sure you reach out to us. Information will be coming soon. Stay tuned.
Hey, Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah, it's the king, partner. You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby?
Let's talk about some of these things that maybe the women don't know about what they're doing, and let's talk about some of the mistakes that we women are doing while dating. Okay, all right. So, Vincent, what are some things that you have either dealt with yourself or friends or family or just folks out there, you know, then, yeah, dealing with those ladies.
Oh, boy. You know what, Kimberly? When I think about these type of things, of course, we all have our experiences. We all have things that for some may rub us the wrong way, and for others, it's no big deal. We kind of just, like, blow it off. Mm-hmm. But in my small little circle of friends and influences, one of the things that the guys talk about a lot are the women who are very, very brand conscious.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like that. And it's not so much that we don't like nice things. Mm-hmm. We don't like it when it gets over into materialism,
mm-hmm.
where you can point out each and everything. Like, even those things that don't have labels, mm-hmm. like for an example, we all know what red bottoms are, but you don't see a you know, mm-hmm. the brand name on the shoe.
Right.
But, you know, I saw a young lady. I was with a couple buddies of mine. And this young lady was talking about these particular sandals someone had on. First mm-hmm. of all, sandals cost $300-$400. I had no clue.
Mm.
You know,
wow.
it's you know, wow. 1/3 of a shoe. I had no clue, right?
Right.
That's the first problem.
Ah,
second problem is,
okay.
Well, how do you know that? And what I started noticing was, as we were you know, talking and walking, all of us, she was pointing out all these brands on these other women. I'm like, this is too much. So my whole thing is, ladies, there's nothing wrong with quality. We all want quality in all areas of our lives. Yet we don't want to be so – we don't like it when you ladies are so brand conscious that you seem materialistic. That's a major, major turnoff.
Okay. I get it. So basically, you're more into quality. You men really don't care about all that stuff. As long as the woman looks nice, you know, the obviously it fits her figure very nicely. And, and she looks great. I get it, though. Well, you know, women, I tell you this, for those of you who love fashion or are heavily brand conscious, talk about that to your girlfriends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do it that way, because if you're trying to really – I guess get a man to be interested in you, he could really care less about that. Is that what you're saying, Vincent? I believe it.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And just to the opposite of that, and when we as men tell you that, well, hey, we're not really interested in that, and for an example, hey, listen, everybody knows, those who know me personally realize that I'm just a Walmart guy. I feel like you can get everything from Walmart, right, including clothing. Okay, so don't tease me about my Walmart T-shirt.
I like your Walmart T-shirts. Yeah, you're right.
Aren't your taste? That's not a big deal. And in fact, I would feel some type of way if I'm looking better than my lady. What is going on here? Like, that's a personal opinion. Like, that's a personal preference. I believe my lady should always look the best, smell the best, and every time when she and I are out. So. Now, you know, don't make a situation where I'm definitely not saying, okay, it has to be this way. No, not at all. And I'm not saying guys to dress like a bum either. At the same time, what I am saying is I personally would take pride if I'm dating someone in them looking, the lady looking far more fashion conscious than I am.
Right. I get it.
I'm a rugged guy, like really rugged.
Right. I get from you, people, you know, kind of reading between the lines, and, you know, I know Vincent here, but I'll say this too. What I really like about what you're saying also is that you don't have to wear your wealth, right?
No, I think
a lot of us, especially in our community, we wear our wealth. We wear our success on our backs. And it's nothing wrong with looking great and smelling great, but put some of that wealth, take a third of that wealth and put it into your experiences in life. Put it into something that you can invest in. We're not just here to help you get a date or get married, but we're here to help you in business and other things too. So take some of that stuff. You know, some of the wealthiest people in the world, especially in this country, and Vincent knows it to be true as well, you never see their wealth. You never see it. They have it in things that are going to stand the test of time. So my brothers and my sisters out there, look good, but don't put all your money on your back. Right? Can I say that? I like that. That's a great title. Don't put all your money on your back. That's a good topic. We'll talk about that. Wow.
Yeah, what
do you want to say about that?
Well, first of all, just to reiterate, that is a fantastic title. And there's something that we all need to embrace within our community. And when I say our, I'm talking specifically about the black community at this point in time. Don't wear, let me back up. Just to be specific, it's not exclusive to the black community. There are other communities.
Hey, it's a new season. And it's a new day. Praise anointing. Not the old stuff. Fresh anointing. Somebody say this is fresh. It's flowing my way. Right now is the season of power. Let the weak say I am strong. And prosperity. Let the poor say I am rich.
It's a new day.
Well, folks, we've had a good ride today with your host, me, LaTanya, the quarterback, Lady Quarterback Rush. It has really been a joy and a pleasure being here with you all today, talking about speaking life, speaking things into existence. I'm a strong believer of that, being intentional about how we speak. So I challenge you all to begin to be mindful about that from this day going forward. Remember, go to the website, www.themorningglory.org, and let us know what we can do for you. Let us know if there's a topic you know you want to hear about. Give us some feedback. Also, like us on Facebook at The Morning Glory, I-V-O Hope. Go to Facebook. You know, send us a message. Send us some information. As always, this is the best part of the show to me. I am just so elated to have this in there. And this is the part where we introduce you to Christ. Those of you that have not or that are not dedicated your life to Christ, this is the part where we do so. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. So, repeat after me or say this with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life and forgive me of all my sins. I confess my sins before you this day. I denounce Satan and all his works. I confess Jesus is the Lord of my life. Thank you for saving me. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that you rose from the dead. I am saved. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Today is my God day with the Lord Jesus. I pray this prayer to the Father in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Welcome. Welcome to the family. Welcome to your new life of being saved. Stay connected. Join the fan page. Get breakfast for your soul weekdays, Mondays, Fridays, and Wednesdays at 6 a.m. Eastern on the breakfast line. And moms, we have one night a week that you can have a call that empowers you, which is Mondays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time on the PTA line. All the information will be located on our website and also on our Facebook page. Hey, thank you, family, so much for joining me. Thank you for taking this ride with me. It's been a great ride. I feel good in my spirit and in my soul. And make it a great day.
International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope.